Well, the grain markets have performed fairly well, considering that we have no news to help give the market direction. Of course, right now, wheat is getting its direction from bigger than expected supplies of world wheat stocks, as most of the world major exporting countries are seeing increased production estimates. Demand continues to be somewhat strong, but again, we're not seeing export sales reports, so that's kind of a void as far as the marketplace is concerned. And that's impacting the corn market, as corn has turned to be trading at the lowest volatility in 52 weeks, mainly because of the lack of news. Strong demand was what was helping to keep corn going, but right now we're more focusing on the fact of harvest progress putting pressure on the corn market, kind of making the market trade a little bit on the flat order. It's not helping that we're seeing ethanol see a little bit of a pullback as far as production is concerned as well. Over in the soybean market, that's where the surprise is coming. Soybeans continue to trade with some pretty decent gains, or at least on the higher side, led kind of by the soybean oil market, as that's been somewhat firm here over the last week. Soybeans are seeing a little bit of support from the idea that we could be looking at some sort of a trade aid package coming from the administration. And early talks have a lot of this aid package being focused on soybeans, or at least exportable, the major exportable markets that we have, which would be soybeans, cotton, and looking at sorghum would be the main ones focused in this aid package. No details have been made yet, but we are expecting them to happen here this week as well. Overall, though, trading continues to be thin and light. Trading ranges continue to be tight as this market just continues to look for direction.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.